What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio. I'm ending my week. My three favorite gentlemen. I'm going to start with Don. Don, obviously, top of the pyramid. Don, no rain shall fall. Don is he's the driver of this boat. You know what I mean? He's the captain. He's the Sully Sullenberg landing this plane of this week. But I have to say, my two favorite fellas.
After Don.
Well, I feel like Don is our boss, so it's almost like we can't hang with Don. We want to invite him to hang out, but we can't hang out with Don. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose. My name is Arda Rain, coming to you from the bougie Art Deco New York City studio that iHeart booked for me. They recorded, Ken Burns does his documentaries here.
I noticed that. There was all sorts of cool Ken Burns stuff, and I feel like I can feel around me his voice
right,
just kind of talking about things.
You've got a good radio voice. Okay, I'm just going to get right to it. The gentleman of my life, you already know Don, obviously, but the one, we're all dressed in denim because we're that in sync. Don didn't, because he's the boss. He can wear whatever he wants on Casual Friday. We all have our coolest denim outfits, like we're in a cult or a multi-level marketing group, which we're going to start today. To my right is my first friend, whether he liked it or not, because he's the first little person that I met, and he had a big head and a dead eye and a glorious sense of humor, and he also happens to share the same parents that I did, and he also is really smart and super cool and a really good dancer and super funny. Ladies and gentlemen, my brother, Alaric Burtrick Marine!
Thank you very much. I'm very excited to be here. By the way, my dead eye has gotten deader.
Has it?
I didn't think it was possible for it to get deader. And then like 6 months ago, I was like, I can see even less out of that eye.
Question, what happened to your eye? Did you come out like that?
I have mixed understandings of the history of it.
Sure.
But I believe I came out this way. I just have a giant cataract in my left eye.
I want you to know Alaric is so smart that I remember as a little boy, he understood how 3D movies worked, and it really bothered him that he can't see in 3D because you have to have two eyes to be able to see in 3D.
Yes, I can't triangulate distance.
Well, I want to say that my birth, I came out, and apparently mom said that I did somersaults in the womb, and I came out with a knot in the umbilical cord, which means I might not have getting oxygen and food, but let's just leave that on the table. Also with us is, I'm going to say this person was Ed Edgar's baby. This person, you want to talk about a star as an infant? His his mom said he was so cute that she had to cover him in like a blanket.
Well, first I was very ugly. My mom said, thank God he's a boy. Because if he was a girl, he'd never get married. As soon as I got out. That was my grandma.
That was Mungie. You know what? It builds character. So, but then you, around what, like 18 months, 2 years, this person was a star.
I think sooner than that. I mean,
it's like 10 years, 17 years.
17
short years.
45 years
45
later.
45 years later. He's dead gorgeous. I have to say, this is my boyfriend. He's also a physician. He's a second fake physician that we have on the podcast.
Fake.
Okay. Well, this is what I want to say. Everybody knows him. His real name is Sanyam Sharma. But who cares when we have Palbert Rick here and we have Dr. Shamwam Shamawa. Welcome him to the program.
Thank you.
Okay. This is what
Thank
I wanted
you,
to say. So I went to go eat dinner in Brooklyn last week at Laser Wolf. And I went with Emma, who also hosts the Bachelor podcast. And one of the lady who helps, it's hard to get a reservation there, but there's a person who happens to be a Bachelor podcast fan. She listens to this podcast and she listens to Emma's podcast. And she asked about, who is Dr. Banana? And then I said, oh my God, I need to bring my boyfriend here. And she said, Dr. Shamwam Shamawa. And then she asked if you were a doctor, if Dr. Banana was a doctor. And then I was like, neither of you are actually doctors. But she was aware that there's two physicians in the program. Did you and Dr. Banana go to medical school together?
Yeah, we went to medical school together. Mm-hmm. I was in plastic surgery.
Sure. Uh-huh. Okay, great. Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that.
Okay, great. Now, here we are. I'm making both of you guys watch The Golden Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
I told the listeners and both of you in real life last week and Don that I sobbed my way through the Cat Stevens opening. And I'm just, spoiler alert, going to say that I sobbed again this week during a flash mob.
I think that's the funniest part.
What are you talking about?
That made you cry?
It made me cry. It made my friend Lauren Lopkis cry. It made our friend Whitney, who does the podcast, all three of us sobbed through the flash mob.
Okay.
It didn't make you cry? Did you cry this week?
I did not.
Did you cry? Have you cried? Have you teared up yet?
No.
Okay.
But you call me, she calls me Katy Perry.
I call him Katy Perry because, okay, there was a guy.
I showed her the video of, I think it was the last season of American Idol.
Yeah.
One of the seasons where there's a large Hawaiian fella.
So he was playing a guitar, and we learned that his dad
had passed, and it was he was the guy who taught, he bought him the guitar, taught him how to play guitar, and he played that song.
And it was beautiful.
Yeah, and everybody's crying. I got choked up. I don't cry, because I'm a man.
That's right.
I'm a big boy.
You're a big boy.
But I got choked up.
Yeah.
and
Blake Shelton was crying.
Blake Shelton was crying. Richie.
Lionel Richie was sobbing.
They were both crying, and Katy Perry was just dead in the face. I was like, nice.
She was dead-eyed.
She kind of, snapped out of it and was like, I'm supposed to say something positive because I can see the other human beings in the room are crying.
Yeah. So when I heard that he didn't cry during the first episode, that's when I realized I'm actually dating Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't cry. Was it because
you kissed a girl and you liked it.
I did. Yeah. I kissed a girl and I liked it. Let me ask you a question. Do you think it's because I started crying again when I told you about it in advance when I talked about the opening with Cat Stevens? Do you think it's that you already knew when to cry, so you're like, I'm not gonna cry for this?
Yeah, let's go with that.
You think that you wouldn't have cried?
No, I don't think I would.
Okay,
because I remember distinctly thinking when it happened, I was like, this made her cry. Okay,
wow. That's
I thought there were more touching parts. It didn't affect me quite like our guitar playing friend, but I could see how, you know, people.
Oh.
I could see. I mean, you're a softie, so I kind of anticipate. Now when I watch things, I'm like, Arden would cry here.
Yeah, I get touched. You cry?
I did not. I cry.
So wait a minute. You didn't cry episode one. Are you two Katy Perrys?
No. My wife makes fun of me because I like. I routinely cry at the end of Elf when Zooey Deschanel starts singing and then they all start singing.
So that's the only thing you can cry over?
No, no.
That's the only time he's ever cried.
No, no. I like that kind.
Nothing bad has ever happened.
That kind of thing makes me cry.
Cat
Stevens opening.
Wait, what?
I think
wait,
it was
what?
Just too early wait, in what? The show for me to
no,
start
there was,
crying.
There was no need, foreplay. There was no dinner. Yeah, there was no drink. Yeah. There was no tear dinner.
I need to
needs,
work
he
up
needs,
to
you
got to
work up to a teargasm.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
you know
question
I mean? To bust out of his tear glands.
Tear gas. Question: What happened? What is it about Elf? Like, what makes you choke up? What is it with the Elf? What is happening in the scene?
Oh, it's the very end. Do you remember? So it's the very
wait a
end.
Minute. So it's we got Will Ferrell with Zooey
Deschanel. They're all outside.
Sure.
And in order to make Santa's sleigh like fly again, you need people to believe in the magic of Christmas.
Which we love. We love Christmas.
And she just starts singing, and she has this fear of singing in public.
Okay.
Even though she's, you know, Zooey Deschanel and can sing quite well.
Yeah, she's adorable. She's dead, gorgeous.
Anyway, so she starts singing, then everyone else starts singing, and then and then it takes off.
And Alaric's choking up just talking about it.
You seem sentimental.
It's very sweet.
Are you feeling a little emotional talking about it?
Yeah. No, it's something.
So, okay.
That's sweet, huh?
Okay, so let me
your
ask.
Friend for the record, your friend Katie also cried at the end of Elf.
Perry?
Like, yeah,
Perry?
No, yeah, Katy Perry. We might have. I've had conversations
with Alric.
Yeah.
It was just me and Alric. Yeah, yeah. We watched Elf recently and I cried.
Isn't it cool that I'm dating Katy Perry? Can you believe?
Yeah, no, it's cool.
You know what? Orlando Bloom's cool with it. Everybody's
cool with it.
Everybody's, what is it? Consensual, what is it? What is it? Ethically non-monogamous. That's what everybody is. That's what Orlando Bloom. Okay, anyway, here we go. What?
What?
Orlando Bloom is married to Katy Perry. And I'm saying he's okay, here we go.
Okay, great.
Okay, great. So here we are. So I love this show, sincerely.
Mm-hmm.
I am not saying that with any guile. I am not saying that with any... I fucking love it. Alaric, do you love it?
I think it is... I think it's much more interesting than watching a bunch of 20-somethings.
Yeah.
Is really interesting
for
to
sure.
watch.
Okay. Okay. And do you like it?
I think it's, I was saying, outside to Alaric and the previous person using this studio.
Yeah. Ophira.
That I think that this is reality dating TV at its best.
Wow. And we've watched a lot.
Yeah. I think it's the best it can be on for several reasons.
For our listeners, we've watched Love Island, two seasons, England.
Mm-hmm.
We've watched Married at First Sight, two seasons.
Just as a background, I don't really watch that much reality TV.
So, but okay.
Until I started watching it with Arden.
So we've watched two seasons of Married at First Sight.
Mm-hmm.
We've watched like every
Indian Matchmaker, Love is Blind, Ultimatum,
and multiple seasons of all of them. Love is Blind Brazil.
Love is Blind Brazil.
We've watched
Farmer Wants a Wife.
Farmer Wants a Wife. There was a farmer on there who claimed to be 33 and looked
53.
Yeah.
Great.
That man, his name, Alaric Marine.
You age fast in the field when you're playing the field.
We were trying to figure that out. If
but
it was a lack
33,
of
33, I mean.
It was insane. It was so great. When the Chiron came up and it said 33.
Arden immediately started just like guffawing laughing.
It was incredible. That was my favorite part of the show. It was like 33. Look, it was also like, you're a farmer, you want a wife, it's fine if you're 53. Like, he was a good-looking guy. There's nothing wrong with being a 53-year-old. Because it was also like, he's never been in love. And I'm like, because we're looking at him, I'm like, well, because he's 53 and he's never been. And then when it popped up 33, I was like, this is just, they're just lying to us.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I will say, Farmer Wants a Wife, the first 10 minutes is all you need to watch in a season, but it's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's great.
Here we go. So we have clouds, and we have a preview up top of this episode where there's clouds, and we see a woman in a bride's dress sobbing. That's the opening shot. And we're like, what's happening? Why is one of the women crying? And
do they always do that? Do they always give you like a little preview?
I don't know, but I feel like maybe this is so wholesome that they're like trying to make it scandalous because it's literally milkshakes and like flash mobs and drive and die. It's so wholesome that they might need to amp up the drama a little bit up top. Do you think?
I mean, I wonder when they edited it versus when they released it, because my understanding, you told me, that this is a very popular show. So
yeah.
They don't really need to change up. I mean, like, obviously it's a different formula than the usual show, but yeah. they don't need to, it doesn't, oh. they don't need to spice it up. People like oh. what they're getting.
Oh, people?
I mean, I like what I'm seeing.
I like it too. It's so, it's the most popular one they've ever had by far. The numbers are by far. Like, the amount of the people watched it on Hulu, it's like shattered every record. And the reviewers, like the critic, people fucking love it. And no, so they do these shows, they edit backwards so they know who won, so they can add sort of a trickery.
Right, but what I mean is, but week to week of release, like, what I'm wondering if they like
tweak it.
Yeah,
probably
because,
not.
Because
it's perfect.
But what I mean is, they're like, oh, we don't need to add all these like scandalous. Right. We could just
play. Give us Cat Stevens and Journey.
Yeah,
give
exactly.
Us a flash
give them the flash mobs.
Well, but I'll tell you what, my teargasm. You didn't even need to buy me a glass of wine. I was all in. You just give me Cat. I'm in. The teargasm is coming.
Multiple teargasms.
I'm going to say this was last episode was like a 15 teargasm show. This was like. 5 with a rewatch. There was a little bit of a rewatch. Okay, so here we go. And she goes, we see the preview of she's going, I didn't know I would feel this way. And then we see, the women are walking up to the mansion and they get to come in. Everyone's in yellow and they're sticking the ladies in the bunk beds. And they're so cute and they're like, it's so fun watching women in their 60s and 70s being like, do you pee in the middle of the night? There's a bug. I got it. I got the bug. Like, and what's so fun about
it? I like when they got the bug.
They got the bug.
Because these are ladies. You know what I mean?
These are women. These are matriarchs that are like, I'm going to take care of it.
Yeah, they cleaned a lot of diapies.
Yeah, like Bethany. I mean? You know, my little Bethany, she's off at Syracuse. Now she didn't like bugs. I was at, like, they've taken care of it.
Right.
They've lived life.
And did you think of JJ and like her, like Kathy Redding going in and hanging out on like a bunk bed? I mean, it's fun.
It's fun. It's, you know, I occasionally have had to, for work, like we'll sometimes like rent out huge houses and then like shove a whole bunch of people in there for meetings.
Yeah.
And, you know, you go in and you're like, okay, I'm sharing a room with like three other dudes. I don't really know that well. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
You can have the top bunk, I guess.
Yeah.
I'd much rather share a room with a bunch of Mungies. Old ladies.
Yeah. He calls his grandma Mungie, which is the cutest name. Yeah. And so, yeah, you want to be with the Mungies.
Yeah. I enjoy when I go to a party and it's not like a young, if it's like families are there.
You go right for the Mungies.
I go for the Mungies.
And they love you.
Well, we're pals. We're natural pals.
Yeah, that's true. I would say that's older gals love to talk to you about your hair.
Yeah, they love talking about my hair.
And then sometimes they're
it's
like,
an in.
And they're surprised that they like it. You know what I mean? A lot of them are like, I didn't think I would like this.
Yeah, it's
like,
scandalous.
It's scandalous.
It's scandalous for somebody that was born before the Second World War.
Yeah,
for sure.
They can't. And then when you wear your fun coats and stuff, they can't believe it. You're like, ooh, I met this young man on the subway today that I accosted. So then we see what's fun was watching them walk around the mansion, which they definitely cleaned up. It did not look as covered in jizz as it normally does. They definitely cleaned it up, and the women were so cute, as if they were like a Home Goods. I know your mom's a Maxinista.
Yeah.
And so like a Home Goods or a TJ Maxx walking around going, oh, this is so cute. Oh, look at this. Would you look at this? This is so cute. That was fun. Seeing like no one's ever commented on the decor. Everybody else is just going in being like, I don't want to be a Pilates instructor. I just want to be an influencer. Like these women are just happy to be on vacation and looking at this mansion.
Yeah. Yeah, watching them like negotiate the bunk bed was fascinating. They'd be like, I can't do that with my, you know,
with my hip,
my knees.
That was fun.
That was cute.
Yeah. And four ladies in one, it's four to a room, I think, in some cases.
And
right?
There's no place to hang their clothes or unpack.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I was wondering if they were going to put them in the bunk beds because I've heard about the bunk beds. I think normally there's honestly like 10 guys to a room. So I think they've like kind of opened up a couple other bedrooms, but there are bunk beds.
It seems like a liability issue.
Yeah.
So what happens when they put guys in like a pink room filled like
I think they change.
Well, they change the color. I'm
I think
sure,
they
right?
change it around.
Something cool like camouflage.
Yeah.
Something really cool.
Yeah. Something
Hot Wheels probably.
Yeah.
Red with the yellow.
Yeah, I like the race car beds.
Yeah.
Right?
They race car beds.
Oh,
yeah. Race car beds. They cover the ceilings in Playboy.
Yeah.
Spencer's Playboy posters.
Yes.
Yeah. Like heavy metal posters.
Yes.
Heavy metal posters.
Did you want a race car bed when you were a kid?
No, I was not like a boy's boy.
But didn't you want a race car bet even though?
I mean, I thought it'd be cool to have. I saw it, I think in like the Goofy movie or something.
Yeah.
But I was more into the Cheese Whiz at the time.
Okay. Okay. That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want a race car bet?
I don't remember. No, but I mean, you know, I would have gladly had like an X-wing fighter bet if they made it.
Hot.
You know.
Well, now you sleep in your Ferrari all the time.
Yeah.
He does it.
Yeah.
He's living someone else's dream.
Yeah. It's not actually a bed. I just sort of sleep in the Ferrari in the garage.
What if Elric had a Ferrari that he just passed out in all the time?
That'd be cool.
Just on the streets, just sleeping in a Ferrari.
And he had a single lens sunglasses.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like a poker player.
No, like the guy from Star Trek.
Oh, okay. There you go.
You know what
our
I mean?
Our mom had a boss once who like went kind of crazy.
Oh, right.
And he eventually, I think he did a lot of coke.
Yeah,
And he kind of like had it all and then lost it all.
Yeah.
And ended up like living in his Jaguar.
Wow.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's a real cokey move.
It was.
To buy a Jaguar?
Yeah. He sounded like,
yeah. And then have to live in it.
Just
yeah.
buying it is
Yeah, yeah.
Cokey,
and then he would
yeah,
show
it's
up.
A, it's
he,
a very cokey car.
Yeah, he'd show up at like the house of like the, you know, people used to work for me. Like, can I stay here for a few days?
Wow.
After having like embezzled all their 401k money.
Wow, that's exciting. Yeah. I love a scandal. That's fun.
Where did he spend it on? Repairs for the Jaguar?
Probably, yeah.
So then Edith, the bunk bed, somebody's, Teresa's like, I'm sleeping on the porch. And then Sandra's like, how's this gonna work? My knee's just replaced. And then they're like, this is like big girl's camp. And then they rip the shower curtain down. And then they go, I think we've all kissed a lot of frogs. And
that's
then,
what they say. I didn't understand what she said. We've all kissed a lot of frogs.
Yeah, trying to get Prince Charming.
That's cute.
I gotta tell you,
They're adorable.
The women are adorable.
Even the ones that are like whatever. I believe the term is not there for the right reason.
Yes.
Even they're adorable.
I want to say, and I thank you for bringing. I was meant to bring it up, and I'm glad that you did. I love all of them. I love little thirsty April with her April Cal.
Yeah.
She's adorable.
She's adorable because she's being out there and
yes.
you're like, look at her go.
By the way,
come on.
She looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
She's fun. She's slapping her ass. I love that she's like, I'm 65 and getting old sucks. I hate it. She's got some, she is like a little sex kitten. She's probably not going to win, but she's so fun that if they did like Golden Bachelor in like Cabo, she should absolutely be running that beach.
Yeah, Golden Bachelor in Palm Beach.
Golden Bachelor in Palm Beach, PB.
They got to go Palm Beach, right?
That'd be so fun. Al, who would you go for? Who do you have a crush on? Rob Benedict has a crush on Edith.
Which one's Edith?
Here are the girls.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
They're all named Edith as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly. Here are all the gals. Edith is the one that was like the bouncy, but she was the first one out of the limo in the gold dress.
Oh, yeah.
She's hot. Well, you can think about that. We can go through. You can decide on who.
They're all very pretty ladies.
You like the dancer that got upset.
No, I don't like the dancer. I was saying
you are in love with her. You have a crush on her. You want to marry her.
No, I was saying that if I were his age and you're starting anew with somebody, maybe one of the traits you're looking for is somebody that's physically the most like, because some of the ladies are, you know, you can tell are like really. Look, they're all gorgeous ladies.
Yeah, obviously.
But some of them,
stars.
Their bodies are older than others in the
sure.
sense that they're like, they move slower and blah, blah, blah. If you're like, new lease on life, let's get going.
Yeah.
You know, it was a throwaway car. I wouldn't even say that it was like, I was saying the point I was trying to make is like, it's interesting how in this, there's traits about a potential partner that you would never consider.
Yeah.
Unless you are in your golden years.
Yeah.
And one of them being like, oh, this person can ambulate.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know what ambulate means.
Move
what does
around.
It mean?
It means walk.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a fancy word.
Yeah.
Who would you pick as a doctor?
It's a doctor.
Sandra.
She's fun.
She's fun. The mantra thing at the beginning.
Oh, with her swearing?
Yeah,
you like Sandra.
Like, okay, done.
Sandra's your girl.
Yep.
I like all the ladies. You know what? I want them all to be my Mungie.
They're so cool. If you have to pick one, if you're Gary, you're the Golden Bachelor, who do you pick? Alaric has Sandra, so Sandra's off the table.
I'm sorry. I'm me?
Yeah, you're
I'm
you.
Gary?
You're you.
If I'm me, Sandra.
Sandra. Okay, you're you. Who you're picking?
I'm me. Who am I picking?
Yeah.
I don't know them well enough. I'd have to go in. You know
okay.
what I mean?
All right. Well, I'm going to ask you at the end, so you got to think of that. Okay, so here they go. So then Faith, I love that Faith was the one who got the first impression rose. And she goes, he's kind and he's got a sense of humor.
Tell you, it wouldn't be Faith.
Oh, yeah. It's not going to be Faith. Why?
For me. I didn't love the... She came on too strong with the guitar.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Now, Emma from the other podcast, she liked the guitar. Liked the guitar.
But you know, as I say it, I'm like, I just like with April, I just like that they're out there doing the thing.
Agree to agree.
Because when it's like normal Bachelor and it's like a hot 20-something, it's like... It's easy for you to be quirky and like do your like because nobody's ever told you you look stupid doing that.
Yeah.
With Faith, you know, she's got some, you know, she had to be like, I'm going to show my granddaughter that I've decided to pick up acoustic guitar.
Yeah. OK. I still don't buy it because she's a morning DJ. And I'm like,
that's right.
I don't buy it. Mm. Okay. Well, you can think about that. We'll come back. We get at the end of the episode. You can come back to that. So she goes. Here's to Social Security. In comes Jesse Palmer, 44, host. He brings the first date card, and I loved when they were like, "What the hell is that?" And he's like, "It's a first date card." And she goes, "What do we do with it?" And he was like, "Will you open?" She's like, "Are you gonna read it?" And he's like, "No, you." And she's like, "Okay." And like, I just love that they had no idea what it was. Alaric, did you love that?
Yeah. No, that was a great moment. That was for sure great. And it reminded me of, you know, last season when you know, the guy who ended up with...
Dutton.
He started off having no idea, like, what the structure of the show was.
To get married. We love Dutton and Charity. Yeah. Okay, so why don't we take a quick break and we're going to come back and we're going to go to the thing that was my teargasm, the date with Teresa. Oh, yes, they did!
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
And we're back. Well, Teresa, if you recall, it was her birthday. So she turned 70. In my mind, she was turning 71. She turned 70. And for her birthday, she got a date. Okay, it's never too old to find love again. And it was to the first...
That was nice. He's smooth. Do they have people write them? Or do you think that they... Is he writing these?
I don't think he's writing those. I think they have somebody write them.
That's a smooth line.
Can we just say what an angel Gary is? Like, they cast this so well.
He's super sweet. He's You know, I don't know how much prepping of him they did, but, like, he is open to the whole thing.
He listens.
Yep.
He's handsome.
He's handsome.
He's a handsome guy. What? Oh.
Okay. There was three things. He's three qualities.
Well, I was saying that it seems like it's hard to get these people or get the guy, but
he's
I would
like,
imagine
he's like
if you're
lightning in a bottle.
Yeah, but if you're selecting men of that generation from America, I imagine they just really... You can narrow down the herd pretty quickly with, like, does he have hair?
Yep.
Great.
He's tall.
Is he, like, can he be in front of a camera? And, like, is he racist, basically? And they're like, when they're like, hair, they're like, all right, we have five guys left.
Yeah.
And they're like, is he racist? They're like, all right, we got our guy.
This is the guy.
Yeah.
He's so sweet. He's so gentle. You know what? And I wanted to say, every woman, I feel like, just wants to be seen on any age on earth. They want to feel like somebody sees them and is, like, listening. And, like, every woman, he does, whatever happens, and that's why it's so brutal because he has to cut these women. I feel like giving the gift of your attention to somebody and actually being interested in somebody, he sincerely seems to be able to do that with each person in a non-smarmy way, where he's really present.
He's
incredible. Dr. Shimawa.
Yeah, he's a player. You know what I mean? He's a player, actually.
Because he's so good at it?
Yeah, he's great. But in a kind and respectful way.
But
the way
he's
you have
real.
To be.
He's the real deal.
Yeah, not in a bad way.
He's so good at it.
Like, he's a G. Like, he's good at it.
He's so good. Alric, can you believe it? You look, like, depressed by it.
No. I think it's great. I have a friend who's, I mean, he's probably not anymore, but certainly in his 20s and 30s, he was a player. And
he was a player.
What he could do, right, was when he was with somebody, he would just turn it on, and, you know, he was very present with whoever he was with.
Movie stars are like that.
But then, you know, 10 minutes later, he's with someone else, and he's very present with them.
That's a player.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think Gary's that.
No, I don't think so either. But I think it's...
Because Ari was like that. Did you watch Ari with us?
Probably, yeah.
You've been sucked into this for so long.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. So then we have Teresa, it's never too old to find love again. So we find out she was married at 18. She met him at 14. He was drafted in the Vietnam War. Billy was on his deathbed. He said, I hope you find someone to love. Go for it, Teresa. And then Susan, who wants her idol is Kris Jenner. Susan, we call her Susan Jenner, the one that looks just like Kris Jenner. Mm-hmm. Susan Jenner was curling Teresa's hair in the bathroom, which was so sweet. You never see the women be this nice to each other. Susan's curling Teresa's hair, and she's like, "Oh, can you do it like this?" And she's like, "I've only done this for 14 years, like 30 years, bitch.
Yeah. 34 years,
bitch. Like," and it was so sweet to see these women like helping each other, and that's what we found. She told Teresa that she was with him since she was 14. So then I have issues with this.
Who was with who?
Teresa was with Susan, and Susan was curling her hair, which was
with somebody 14? At 14?
Teresa was with her ex-husband.
Oh, I thought it was 16.
No, I think they met at 14. She got married at 18.
That's right.
When he got drafted, and he came home for a weekend. I mean, forever. So then I really felt like the producers, they get them this adorable car. But there's two things. Three things. This is an older man. And Teresa's just gotten her hair done. And convertibles are fun.
God.
Our dad loved convertibles.
Yeah, yeah. Car ride looked terrifying.
Well, we'll start with the hair.
Yeah.
Convertibles are fun in theory. You don't need a convertible at night. And her hair had just been, like, don't put a woman of a certain age in a convertible, or of any age, at night. Like, getting her hair whipped around was so brutal. And then it's an old car. He's from Indiana. He's never driven on a four-lane highway. When they realized that the lights were not working, and I was confused because I felt like ABC was sort of editing it to be like, no, it was working. It just felt like they were just low. Like, because they kept showing that they were kind of going on and off. So I think they just weren't very potent. They should have pulled over and gotten them a different car.
Oh, my God.
Just don't do the car
ride. First of all, as far as I could see, there's no seatbelt. There's definitely no airbags.
Oh, my God.
There's no roll bars.
Dude.
He's never driven the car before, and he's never driven in California before, and it's nighttime, and the headlights aren't on.
And they're also...
But you know what? She touched his arm.
Oh, yeah. My
that
God.
That was sweet. Huh?
The arm touch. And it's also, those are scary roads up in Malibu. Like, up in Malibu, up in those canyons and stuff near the house, it's quite dark and scary. And when she touched his arm, it was like... a love story. It was so. Would you ever feel that touched if I touched your arm?
You're a toucher.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it was really nice that she was. He's so sweet. I mean, it was like immediate. He was like, you could tell it wasn't also BS. Like, he was actually calmed down by her.
You could see his.
I just love how simple the like gestures are and how effective they are. For all of the people here. It's really endearing.
You could see his nervous system got calmed.
Yeah.
Or as you call it, the purvis system.
Nice. Purvis.
Yeah, but you could see, like...
Well, you could also see that they were both nervous.
They were.
Right? And, you know...
To the point where you had to get quiet. Like, it was almost like being in New England and driving on, like, black ice.
Yeah. Well, I just went four-wheeling in Iceland.
Oh, my God.
And it was terrifying.
Oh, my God. And, he had, like, a succession, like, and it, like, and it... And you have to, you just have to kind of really focus and be cool.
You have to, if you get through it and you look back on it, you're like, that was super fun.
Right.
You know, if you go all James Dean on everybody, then like season over.
Well, okay. So he was scared and but even beforehand, he goes, I'm scared. There's a lot riding on this date. Well, feelings bless him. I get the feeling he's not been on a date since. I don't think he's had one.
But that's why this is a nice show.
Oh.
When you see the other. Look, I'm not trying to shit on the other bachelors, but like, they're all attractive people, and like, it's hard for them to feign this sense of like magic when they're getting to know somebody, quote unquote, because it's like you were dating four chicks before you got on the show.
Yeah, sure.
With this, it's like these people are genuinely like, I haven't been on a date since my partner died 5 years ago.
And that was the only date I ever went on, and I was 14,
and I was married
them.
For 40 years.
I mean.
Yeah, I feel the exact same way about this show. I mean, part of what makes the non-Golden Bachelor interesting to watch, right, is just watching people who are extremely good-looking but who are confused by the fact that has somehow not translated into, like, relationship success for them, right?
Yeah.
And here, you've got people who... just haven't been on a date in a long time and haven't been made to feel special. And like
look, with our mom, when our dad died, like, she knew everyone in town. You know what I mean? So it's like, who's she going to date? She's going to make a move. Like, if somebody's wife dies, she's going to go make a... You know what I mean? Like then there's scandal of, like, who do you go on a date with? A lot of them are not from big cities. Like, who do you date?
Yeah. I mean, it's like the biggest, hey, your grandpa should meet my grandma.
Yeah.
Times whatever, 12.
So he's scared.
In a kind of fucked up way.
He goes, well, you know what? It's been so long. I'm so out of practice. The headlights weren't working. He was worried. People were honking. There was wind in the hair. She rubbed his arm and she comforted him. And then they got there, and he goes, I have to tell you, the hand on the shoulder meant a ton. It was very calming. And they get to Cadillac Jack's, and they have, which was so cute. JJ would have loved this. She would have loved this. This is so her era.
She had actual poodle skirts.
She had poodle skirts. She loved milkshakes. She loved fries.
Yeah.
I think that's also what's making me sob. I'm like, she would have loved Gary. Are you kidding me? And if just to know that if it doesn't work out with Teresa, like if this was JJ and this made her feel so special for one night, like that they have the fries and milkshake. They're sharing fries and a shake. And then he said, you know what? I need to tell you, I felt a connection to you. And she goes, me too. We kissed twice. And he goes, aww. And then she said she was 14. She was married for 42 years. He passed away. His kidney wasn't good and it was sudden. And she watched him take his last breath. And she never thought that was going to happen. And he said, I'm struck. Our story is so similar. And he goes, but I didn't want to cry for the first time thinking about it because I actually was talking to somebody who understood about his own wife. And then she goes, here we go. Here we go.
It's happening again.
It's happening. Here we go. She goes, I'm lonely. I don't want to be alone. She goes, I don't want to come back and have a beautiful sunset and not be able to share it. Get it together, Arden. I don't want to share with somebody. And then she goes, I really like you a lot. And then they have their milkshake. And then he goes, she's like, maybe we could learn Italian together and go to Italy together. And then she goes, we've been to hell and back. And he goes, but there's hope. There's hope. And then we hear, bum, 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 just a small, I mean, yeah. And then they start looking around, just a small town girl. I can't do too much because we're not legally allowed. Yeah, I can't do it.
I love that version.
And so then, and he goes, don't stop believing. You just don't stop. And then we see them realize that ABC has given them this present. They're in a fucking flash. Everyone in the diner starts dancing. And
do they always do this in the
not like this, not this. They've never done this. And then to see her realize what's happening, and they're kissing at the table, just kissing. And then they get up and joyfully start dancing, so young, so free. And then they dance in a line outside to Don't Stop Believing. I cannot handle it. I'm crying again talking about it. Dr. Shimawa, take you talk because you're Katy Perry. And
I'm Katy Perry. Hi, Katy Perry here.
Okay. I mean, were you just so
I like, well, one thing I noticed, which is a recurring theme in this, is like when they have these conversations. In other dating shows, they're like, I was in a room, like, when they talk about, which is like, this is all trauma dump. Like, the trauma dumping they do in other shows is like, my last boyfriend really gaslit me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this one is like, the love of my life, the only man I've ever loved, took his last breath in my arms.
Yes, and told me to just.
This is a wonderful shake.
Yeah. Yes.
And you're like, holy shit.
Yes, it's major.
Yeah, they're everything. And yeah, like the Roberta thing where they're like, my friend Roberta is going through a tough time. And when I saw that, I was like, you hear that a lot. And they're like, her friend Roberta just got like laid off from Goldman Sachs or something.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
It's like at the end, in memoriam, Roberta. I was like, holy shit, Roberta was on a ventilator.
Yes, it's not real.
I know.
It's like, this is actually... These are real. That's what makes it so compelling. The truth is always the most, like, real people, not there for any, there's no guile. They're there truly. And if nothing else, even though it makes me sad that not every woman gets to marry Gary, the adventure, and I feel like all of America seeing all of these people, that maybe somebody out there, I bet some of these women get boyfriends from the show, that people, the older men.
We can only hope.
I think so.
It might also just lead to like an uptick in senior dating.
That's fine.
You know? Well, you
That's
know, I've
fun.
Heard that they, you know, it's popping off at senior facilities. Sexually.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of STDs.
I think it really just has to do with, you know, the number. Like, these people, I think, for the
it's
most
true.
Part,
there's
are
there's
pretty
a lot of. Don shaking his head. Don, did you know that there apparently there's a lot of STDs at senior centers?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do, Don. Oh, that's inappropriate, Arden. There you go. Okay.
Well,
okay.
I mean, I think that the big hurdle for a lot of these people, a lot of these women, because they seem to be, a lot of them are from, like, you know, middle class, upper middle class backgrounds, is that they probably, in a weird way, they have enough. They're in this situation living wise where they're not like talking to a lot of people all the time.
Right.
They're like all from their stories. They're like, I just hang out with my family. I'm like at my home alone or whatever. So they they just don't have the opportunities. And it's kind of what I was talking about earlier when I said it's the best of what you were just saying is like kind of the best of dating. This, like, best of dating reality is, like, reality at its TV at its finest is, in my opinion, it's nice when it's, like, here's a look into something you wouldn't otherwise see.
Real
so, like,
people.
Or just, like, a story, unscripted story of something that you would not be experiencing in some other way. So, like
season one of Love is Blind, before they knew it was going to be a mega hit, was fascinating.
Yeah, or, like, any sort of, like, you know, a good documentary is one of a story you haven't heard.
Right.
If it's a story you've heard or like are familiar with, you know, you're like, okay, but this is like totally, it's insightful. You're like, oh, these are the problems that you would have when you're dating in your golden years.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of Little People, Big World.
Oh my God, Mom loved it. She loved it. She said they were her friends.
So over time, what's happened is like, you're like, you know, it starts out and you're like, this is really interesting. And then over time, you get to know them. You realize, you know, they're very normal people who happen to be little people. And then over time, you just get bored. And you're like, I get it. Your marriage fell apart. I get it.
Oh, they did? They get divorced?
Oh, yeah. They needed to get divorced.
Okay.
And then, but boy, have they dragged that out.
Oh, Stephanie wants to know if you're watching the new season of The Kardashians.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great.
That's also, I think, like, so Kardashians is a great example. Like, The Kardashians was really interesting. Was The Kardashians before Real Housewives?
Yeah.
Yeah. So isn't Real Housewives just like, oh, how do we... People seem to like rich people arguing around their big marble island. Let's make fucking 14 spinoffs of it.
Alaric watches Kardashians. They don't fight. They're a family that loves each other.
Interestingly, they're fighting this season.
Okay.
Didn't they fight like early on?
They have it. They kind of, I mean, they fight sometimes. And they kind of like, but mostly like they're a pretty tight
family.
What
are they fighting about this season? Then we're going to take a quick break.
Courtney and Kim, but then they still film together and like, you know.
What are they fighting about? What are they mad? What's the bone of contention?
Alaric
choked up.
Like, no, he didn't get choked up. He was like, it's a long story.
Give me one sentence.
It's a fascinating thing.
He's perked up.
They had a fight last season. They made up and then they watched their own reality show saw the stuff that they weren't. They both saw the stuff that they weren't there for, and they got re-angry at each other.
Wow.
Yeah, that's fun.
I can't wait to do our show, but that way we can't say mean shit about each other.
Yeah.
Keeping up with the Myrenes?
Keeping up with the Myrenes. Yeah. They're good kids, those Myrene kids.
Those kids are good kids.
I don't move very fast. It's not that hard to keep up with.
Okay, final question.
By the way, I really like Gary and Teresa. Can I just put it out there?
Yes, let's talk
about
that.
I do too.
Like, they're adorable together.
Yes.
I would be very happy if they
ended up
together.
Teresa looks great for 70. She looks great.
Teresa looks great. Teresa's cool and fun. I felt like Teresa...
You know, I got to stop saying because I heard them say it to Gary, and I was like, don't say that about my man, Gary.
Yeah, okay.
He looks handsome for 73. He looks great. It's like, just say he looks great.
That's right.
I should say that about these ladies.
Look, we're all learning. You know what? Look, we're learning as you learn from a documentary. I agree with you, because I've heard, I had some people say to me, like, don't they seem thirsty? And I'm like, no, they seem like glorious women who haven't been seen in the world. And it's like, so you're right, I'm going to mind my words of like 470, like she's a fox.
She's a foxy lady.
I thought it was a very sweet date.
Me
and
too.
I thought they seemed quite compatible to me.
You know what? Where does she live?
She lives in New Jersey, Shrewsbury, New Jersey.
You know, it's interesting because when we were doing the podcast last week with Jordan and Carolina, who were huge hits, they're new to the podcast. People fucking loved them. And we will definitely have them back. We were saying that we thought she'd make it far, but that she wouldn't win. And I have to take back, I'm going to recalibrate my, after episode two, I thought they had a great date. It was fun, but it was also like grounded and connected.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought like it wasn't too hyper.
It was grounded.
I thought it was great.
And she's fun and cool. And I liked the do you want to learn Italy and go to Italy? Like that it's like forward moving and like let's go do this thing that we do together.
Yeah.
I liked that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Any final thoughts on? I would be very happy if he ended up with her. Do you think he's going to?
I think it's possible. I think they're at a very similar place.
Yeah.
Like, and they both have reached the same sort of conclusion, which is like, you know, I want someone to share it with.
Yeah.
But they have very similar stories, you know, behind that.
My only concern is sometimes if you get the first date, you get forgotten.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally possible.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I thought it was a great
date. Because a lot of people
have
great first dates and then they get left behind. Okay, all right. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I got to take a pee break.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint.
Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
And we're back. I'm just going to say it. There's a chance you might know one of the contestants.
I don't, know them, but she seems very familiar, and she's from where I grew up. So
Kathy. Let me see what she looks like.
I was like, she looks so familiar.
Yeah,
what is?
Oh, yeah, Kathy. She's a
sister. But
shister.
She also just kind of looks like everybody I went to high school's mom with. Mom.
I believe that. Look, maybe you can do some deep diving fun about Kathy. So,
but I don't want to ruin the season.
No, you're right. You're right. So then they have a photo shoot. It's a group date. Everybody but Faith. We go straight from me sobbing at more than a feeling. Then we go to Franco and his fund. Franco's been on so many seasons of The Bachelorette. He's done so many photo shoots. Franco and his fund, the photographer. Alaric, yes.
So I'm sorry. Faith was left out of it because she already had a rose?
Feel like there's a thing that concerns me. And unfortunately, I'm worried that because I think he's so horny for Faith out of the gate that they didn't put her off. I think they're so worried that she's going to take the lead and it's going to be no contest that they didn't let her go on it. And I think they made
didn't
him
let her go on what?
The group date. And I think that they also made him wait to give her the rose at the ceremony just to make it interesting because I fear that she has it in the bag right now. Now, there's a chance somebody might steal it, but I think he's so all in on Faith and her guitar that I think they're trying to keep him away from her a little bit to give some other people a chance to pull ahead. That's my theory. So
yeah.
They're doing a romance novel cover shoot. And April was so cute because some people were like, I don't want the wedding dress. And the person's crying. She's like, you can have me. It's a pink mermaid dress. Nobody wanted the 80s. Everybody wanted Summer of Love 60s. And the one, your girlfriend, the dancer.
Oh, my God.
Leslie was a real, she was pouty about it. She was pouty. She didn't want to be 80s. She wanted to be a hippie. And I was fascinated. But
that knocked down Leslie a few pegs.
Yeah,
she's the only complainer.
Yeah.
Nobody else, you know why? Because these ladies, that's the same reason they're able to handle the bug.
Yeah.
These ladies, they're not complainers.
No,
they don't complain.
They're good sports. You just go with the flow.
You go with the flow.
Don't underestimate.
When your husband of 45 years dies in your arms,
yes,
you don't cry about a jacket you didn't get to wear.
I don't think she's a widow.
No
and
way.
That's why she's crying about a jacket.
Yeah.
I was obsessed. You know who really grew on me? Our queen who got cut, Natasha. She got the outfit that Leslie wanted. She's tying the scarf around her head. She's got fun eye makeup. She's like a great hugger. She hugs just as much as Gary's ex. That like she's a hugger. And I'm like, these ladies had a, they gave Gary the worst Fabio wig. And we have your friend Kathy from Austin going, he looked like a wet dog. He looks disgusting. Yeah. He was a good sport. He looks terrible. I loved her nasty commentary because you know what? As gals get older, they lose some of their filter. I feel like JJ got a little more blunt and you're like, easy. But we do say that JJ started to lose some of her shock absorbers and she would just say stuff and you're like, maybe don't say that so loud, Mom. Like she just got like a little more critical, a little more like, why is she wearing those pants? And you're like, that you're saying that she's right there. You might want to like just pump the brakes on the volume.
Yeah.
Do you have anybody in your family that does that, Dr. Shimawa?
My mom's always...
She's a straight shooter. She's a straight shooter. That's a very good political way of saying it. She's a straight shooter.
Mungie says some wild stuff now and again.
Does she?
Yeah.
What topics? Easy.
Okay. Like,
she might not be the bachelorette.
Well, she's not only from a different generation. She's also from a different country that was in a different whole. Political, it was an occupied country when she was, so her political correctness is quite different than,
sure, that's right, that's
maybe
right,
the Western palate. You know what I mean?
Understood. You know what? Mungie comes by it honestly. Mungie had a different life, Mungie's had a different life experience.
Oh, yeah.
So here we go.
Mungie's Mungie, you know what I mean?
Mungie is as Mungie does.
She loves to play rummy, and she loves her Indian soaps at full volume that you can hear from across the house.
I cannot.
With multiple doors closed.
How do you find Indian soaps? Online?
You have to get a special satellite service.
Wow.
I think maybe it's not satellite anymore.
Like a VPN.
You've got a VPN for Mungie.
You
have to, we have a special MPN, Mungie, private network.
How much are they allowed to show? Because I know that in like the Bollywood movies, it's quite chaste.
Everything's chaste. Yeah. It's not risque. At all.
It's just like implied.
I mean, I stopped watching Bollywood stuff when I was younger, when I was like still in grade school and stuff. But there's no kissing.
Interesting.
Right.
It's like
right.
There's a lot
of dancing though.
Yeah, and like getting very close and like the implication, but people don't. Indian culture for a long time has been not PDA friendly.
Okay. Yeah. I see. Got it.
But they love a giant choreographed dance.
And so do I. Yeah. There is no part of me that isn't happy every time I see. I mean, if that's not the most fun thing in the whole fucking world, I do not. A giant choreographed dance number at the drop of a hat? Yeah. I want to watch that. Yeah. Okay, so here we are. We're back. So Kathy's not here for it. She's like, he looks like a dog. It's a bad hair day. And then everybody, the dancer was upset. Natasha was in. And then we have Nancy in her bridal dress who can't handle it. And there's three brides. Other people are like just having a really good time. And she cannot deal. She's 60. And she goes, I haven't had a wedding dress on since I got married. Now, I don't want to split hairs here, but nobody has. Nobody's worn it. There's no point to put on your wedding dress ever again.
I don't think she was forcing this. I think
let's cut this out. I sound like a bitch. Okay,
No. I think that's a funny part.
But I'm like, okay, fine. We'll keep it in. But I understand the trigger research. But like, just the phrasing.
Just the phrase. Yeah.
The phrasing.
Yeah.
Who wears their wedding dress?
Yeah.
But you know what? It was a sense memory thing.
Yeah, no, it was really like it came out of nowhere.
Aww.
and it hit her like a.
Trust me. I mean, look, I remember one time after Mom died, I found a nail file of hers. I just put some of her stuff in a bag and went back to Atlanta. And I remember finding a nail file that like months later, I couldn't stop crying about the nail file because it had her nails on it. So you never know what's going to get you in the grief. And you know what? This podcast is very Grief Island friendly.
Yeah.
So my heart went out to Nancy that it just like she had a visceral reaction and like she was back there and you could see that she was back there and it's emotional. There's nothing more symbolic. Like it's almost iconic. You know, a prom dress and a wedding dress for a woman. Like, that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, and like prom, you know, you're like 16 or whatever. Like, a wedding dress.
For some people, it's the same. Teresa.
Yeah. Or, yeah, like two
Teresa.
Married.
Mungie.
Yeah.
It's the same dress. Same age, same dress. And she goes, you know, and she goes, I haven't had a dress on since I got married. And she goes, it was the best day of my life. I got married to Mark. And he passed away 12 years ago. So that would have made her 48. She was young when he passed away.
Yeah.
And she's like, and I was just remembering my wedding and how it felt. And it was the best day of my life. So then he pulls her aside, which was, again, full playa. He's such a kind. Yeah. He is a G. He's a full G. He pulls her aside and he's like, and he was like, hey, I felt like we were connecting.
He said, sweet baby G.
He's like, sweet baby G, sweet baby Nancy. I felt like we were, baby girl, I felt like we were connecting.
Yeah.
And it feels like something's off.
Mm-hmm.
He's so gentle.
Yeah.
She goes, it was a lot. And it's like, so he was like, I was looking forward to talking to you, but it feels like there's a disconnect. She's like, I haven't had a dress on since for 36 years. He was the love of my life. I was lucky to have a husband. It's overwhelming. And then he was so fucking sweet. He goes, I can relate. I was just walking last year by a bakery, and I smelled cinnamon. And I was so overwhelmed because Tony liked to cook cinnamon balls. And I was just overcome. And I have a feeling the grief came out of nowhere. And it feels like we might be experiencing the same thing. And that brought her back to the present. She was like, yeah, you're right. And she goes, but I still feel hopeful. There's joy in remembering, but I still have hope going forward. It's like this portal of grief into the future. That's what this is. It's like, hey, this is what happened. We're going to trauma bond immediately. And now, like, can we get rid of that? Can we get rid of this weird visceral reaction? And, like, what are we? Can we go on an adventure together? Can you and I let this all be true and still have where you and me have an adventure together? And she go, and it was so great.
I'm not sure he got her all the way back. I think part of her was like still like, you know what? Maybe I'm not ready for this.
Well, then they go back, and Ellen is so, we love Ellen. Ellen Roberta's friend. With her accent, so with her like New York accent, she goes, if I got the rose, it would make me feel so special. Everyone here is so special. The women are falling in love with each other right and left.
Yeah.
And then
that's my favorite part about this show.
Oh.
Is the Mungie, it's the Mungie camaraderie.
The Mundraderie.
Yeah.
The Mundraderie.
Mundraderie.
So then they go,
I wonder if they all play gin rummy together.
Oh my God, they're so cute. I hope they do. Mom would.
Yeah, for sure. So, get a card game going? Yeah.
Yeah. Get a 12-way.
Yeah, oh, my God, a 12-way card game?
Yeah, but so like, then, let's play Contract Bridge while we're waiting for Gary.
Yeah. So then we found out.
That'd be fun, huh?
So then we found out. He's talking to the other people. He found out one of them. He goes, where were you at Woodstock? She was like, I was giving birth. I was supposed to go. I was like, whoa. That really put it in perspective. I was like, she was giving birth during Woodstock. Like, these are real. Like, wow. And he was like, oh, and you can see that he's pretty straight edge. I think he likes the girls that are a little racy. Like, he's intrigued.
He's in his getting wild years.
That's right. Yeah. He's in his, like, single divorcee, but he's...
Yeah,
but
he's a pussy hound. Bark, 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 rough, rough, rough. Gary's in town. You know what I mean?
Gary's in town.
Somebody left the doggy door open.
He's liking the girls that are a little more wild. Al, do you agree?
I couldn't tell whether or not that was a positive or a negative.
No, he liked it.
He liked that?
He liked it. Okay. That perked him up. He liked that.
He's like, I've just learned something about you. And I thought to myself, I just learned that you're a dirty hippie.
I think it makes him a little horny. I don't know if he's going to marry that, but I could see it wakes up his downstairs.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, he's receptive to April.
Yeah.
Which is an indicator that he's like, maybe I get a little, maybe I'm excited for fantasy suites, you know what
yes.
I mean?
Yes. Well, then he goes, we find out Edith pulls him. Edith, who's so hot, the one in the gold dress, first out of the gate, we find out she loves to cook. And, he's so sweet. He goes, I've learned a lot about the women this day. Edith loves to cook. Ellen has a master's degree. April is opening up, her job is to open up the hearts of others. And then he says, and this is when he got a little dirty dog. He pulls Leslie the pouty jacket gal aside and he goes, you are You must get, you are a very sexy woman.
What do you say when people say to you, you're very sexy?
It felt a little creepy. That was the only time it was like, okay, Gary, put it away. It felt a little bit like the boss is saying something weird at the office. You know what I mean? Like, you people must say. And then she was like, well, he goes, is that hard for you? And then he goes, and she's like, well, this is it. And he's like,
because I am. It's never happened.
And then she goes, and he goes, so being sexy is just a state of mind for you. And then she got choked up, and she's like, well, I'm also soft and sweet. And he goes, you are very amazing. You are beautiful on the outside, but you're mushy on the inside. And then she shows him her two hearing aids. And she goes, I want you to know that if you can, I also have hearing aids, both ears, you can whisper sweet nothings. And I felt like he said something dirty to her. I think he said something a little dirty.
Look, I'm all for Gary the Dirty Dog. You know, I want all these people to be dirty dogs.
Yeah, the fun.
Put them in the dog pound, you know what I mean?
Little fun. Al, did you think it was a little dirty? I thought it was a little, just a tiny bit risque, what he said.
It might have been.
I think it was.
Yeah.
But I wonder if it's like, I hope he's not like, I can say to this kind of a girl, but I'm not going to marry her. Like, I hope he's actually like, I want all of it. I hope he gets all of it.
Yeah. I think he's doing the right thing. I think he should be talking dirty. I think he should be, you know, look, he's back. He's back, baby. Gary's back.
He's back.
The Gare dog is in the house.
Are you here for that, Al? Are you here for him being horny?
You know... I mean, I guess at some point, right, when your spouse passes, at some point in the process, there has to be a little voice in your head which is like, huh.
Yeah.
I guess that means, I guess I'm allowed.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, you're probably like, oh, I'll table that for a while. But it's got to be some little voice.
There's all those dirty dogs that do it right at the funeral.
Yeah.
We know a few. They're like, okay, sir. We'll talk about that at dinner. Okay. So anyway, so then he goes, so he whispered, she's like, I'm going to keep it secret. And I was like, is it because it was really dirty? And then, so then he comes back. I thought he wanted to give the rose to Leslie because he's horny for her. But he was like, Nancy, would you come with me? And he goes, you and I shared a story about our loss. And he gave her the rose. And she's like, and she said, it's really important to me to be seen and listened to. And you have made me feel both. I mean.
That's nice, huh?
That was nice.
Did you tear up?
I did.
You did?
Obviously. I'm officially ruined. The New Englander in me is completely ruined. I'm not I was brought up not to be a softie, and I'm a complete softie now. I'm ruined.
You love it.
I love it.
Softie.
Did you tear up?
I didn't. I didn't. But
are you two Katy Perrys? Did you tear up at all this episode?
Did you tear up in the first one?
I didn't. I also had some. You know, there were other people around me watching it. Like I was with my wife.
You got to be cool. You got
to be cool.
They were also just talking about other things. I was like, come on, I'm trying to watch this.
What are they talking about?
The
Kardashians.
Stuff. No, they're just talking about stuff.
Okay, great, fine. So you had to take. You got tainted,
yeah.
Katy Perry. Maybe
you know who loves taint, my boy Gary.
Gary
Tainter.
Gary Tainter. Don loves it. Don's here for it. Don, do you think Gary's gonna end up with a sweet pea, or is the horn dog gonna win? You think he's gonna go sweet pea? Have you seen it, Don? Have you watched a show? Okay, wait a minute, Don. Did you tear up? Okay, but you think he's going to sort of bring, like, not let his horniness win. He's going to go, like, he's going to love her, but it's not going to be, like, it's not going to be who let the dogs out during fantasy suites. Okay, fun. Okay, great. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, and we're going to end up the episode, and we're going to do our Tweet of the Week.
Oh, Bone Zone.
Time for the Bone Zone.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
And we're back. So here we are, and it's Gary's birthday, and he goes over, and the house is empty. The house is empty. And you guys might be quiet with those.
Okay.
Can you hear the papers? Okay. So it's Gary's birthday. He's like, where is everybody? And then they throw him a surprise party.
And of course, Susan's in the wedding cake.
Susan's in the wedding cake. She's in the cake.
Yeah.
It was so cute. The ladies were having the best time throwing him the surprise party. It was so cute. They pushed it out. Natasha's there. They're all having a blast. And he really made the rounds in a good way.
Yeah, Susan's like, look, I was making breakfast for everybody.
Yes.
I put in a little mozzarella, a little garlic. Who doesn't love garlic, right?
Oh, my God. She was so great. She's like, I did a little of this. I did a little of that. And, like, and she, it was literally, he was like, she's like, I'm not a baker, but I love to cook. I got to tell you. She pulls him aside immediately.
Mm-hmm. That was nice.
It was so cute. So then she's like, you know, who doesn't want pepper? Who doesn't want pepper?
Who doesn't want pepper? Who doesn't love garlic?
So then we have Natasha's in the cakes. April is a dance for him, like a sexy, like basically like lap dance. She's like, this is every year on your birthday. You get a little lap dance. And Gary liked it.
Mm-hmm.
He liked it. So then we have
So long as she doesn't do that weird clucking thing, you know, the bird sounds while she's doing it.
That could be me. That could be me. They could talk me. If you put me on Golden Bachelor and they're like, you know, I'm a therapist from like Boca Raton and I'm like coming in with my eggs. There's a world where I could be clucking on the Golden Bachelor. So then Faith did not get the group date. She goes, I felt inadequate. She's like, but all these gals, they're so fancy girls. I swim in a river, like a horse trough. I'm like, what?
Yeah, what is that?
What is that? You swim in a horse trough?
Yeah.
What is that?
With all the horses I own.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like, yeah,
she's got the motorcycle. She swims in a horse trough. He likes Faith, and I think he waited to give her the...
You think she's going to win it?
I think it's hers to lose right now. And I think she might lose it. I think they're really going to try to give other women a chance. But I think there's a good... I think she's going to be at least in Fantasy Suites for sure. Right? Al?
Yeah, no, I think that's right.
Okay, so then we have Joan is on the bed. And she was saying... It's only been 2 years since Jonah's lost her husband. And her birthdays make her sad. And she's like, I have a hard time looking at photos. And he died.
Photos of him or just photos in general?
I think photos of him.
Okay.
And she's like, you know, he died. He wanted her to find somebody. She was like, I don't want to talk about it. He died 3 days later. She still feels guilty. He's like, don't feel guilty. And then they have a kiss. Joan's a babe, and
Gary is making the rounds with those lips.
He is, and he definitely gave the roses. He likes the hottie boobalati.
He's a smoocher.
Yeah.
He likes to lay them on the ladies.
I'm here for that, and I'm happy for him.
You usually don't like smoochers.
In
the show.
There's so many of them.
There's so many of them. You know what it was? I think the COVID of it all, too. When they were really smooching during COVID, I was like at the height of COVID.
I remember watching a few episodes of Zach's season, and you're like, he's too much of a smoocher.
Well,
this guy smooches more.
But Gary talks to them and then smooches them. Zach just had nothing to say, was not at all interested in them. This guy actually gets to know all of them. And Zach just kissed. He didn't ask anything. Like, you got to, like, have a... I like the emotional connection. I like checking in.
You know, I think Gary is really, he's got, what, three daughters, and those daughters all have daughters.
Yeah.
He's surrounded by ladies.
He's good at talking to women. I mean, you're right. That's a good point, because he does have all these women around him.
He's got a lot of, like, daughters and granddaughters.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. A lot. Yeah.
So what I think is it also might, from a vetting process, be like, okay, he can, like, be... we can put him in front of a modern male or modern female audience.
Right, because they keep him young.
Yeah, exactly.
And they keep him current. I'm like, right. Grandpa, you know.
You can't just grab ladies' asses.
Right.
Gary, the first episode, said that his granddaughter told him that he had riz.
I know.
And so I told this to my son specifically because he has forbidden my wife and I from ever using the word riz.
Yes.
Because I was like, well, because first I was like, I heard the word. And I was like, what is that? What does that mean? He's like, it's a thing kids say. You don't know what it means.
Yes.
Can you just explain to me what it is? And he refused, and he was clearly squirming.
He was pissed.
And so then I looked it up on Google,
it's
right?
Charisma.
And I was like, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And
that, it's game.
But they also say things like rizzing someone up. They use it like a verb.
It's game.
You know, it's like, oh, I'm rizzing. He's like totally rizzing her up.
Yeah.
And it makes him super uncomfortable when I say riz.
Yeah.
So I was like, Gary's got riz.
Gary does have riz. Gary does have riz with the ladies. I'm going to say this to the two men here. I'm going to say this to any man listening. Women just want somebody to, like, feel seen, ask him a couple questions. That's it. Gary, because, like, and all these men are like, nobody's paid attention to me for years.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have one thing to say.
But I feel like none of the bachelors do. None of the bachelors ask questions. Zach didn't ask one question.
Yeah. As I stare at their photos that you've conveniently put in front of me, I'm thinking something which I was thinking when I was watching the show, which is that, like, I could be wrong, but I get the sense that their hair is really long. I feel like when
extensions.
Women get older, they often have, they're all extensions.
I don't know. Look,
I feel like most women I know over certainly 65.
But we're New Englanders. A lot of them are like...
A lot of them let their hair go gray and cut it short. Yeah,
but they did that even at like 30. You know what I mean? So it's like, I think this is more... I think the world has gotten more carn. It's like, I'm going to grow my hair. I can get highlights. Like, why not? Like, Botox exists. Like, who cares?
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
You know what I think also, speaking of Botox, these ladies have a tasteful amount of...
They look great. They look great.
They're like... Because sometimes you see people on the on dating shows nowadays
who are like 23 and look bananas.
Yeah, and have like and you're like, that's probably not the best look for this. But all of these ladies have a tasteful. The ones that do have.
Did you and Dr. Banana consult on it?
Yeah,
I did. I did.
Oh,
most
you
of
did,
the
right? Because you're the plastic surgeon.
He's a plastic surgeon. Right. He did all of it.
I do corn.
He does corn is what we call filler. Corn lips.
That's what we in the industry call. Bill.
So then he pulled Ellen aside, who is Roberta's friend, and he gives her a gift. He gives her the gift of the photo, their wedding photo. This cheered me up. She was like, are you kidding me? And they had the big photo of the wedding. She goes, this is a picture This is like of our relationship we had so far. I am smiling as bright as I can. I feel so special. I haven't felt this special in a long time. This is a man I want to be, I could see like being with, I could fall in love with. And then he says to her, I really love your personality. And then she's like, I love your personality, too. I think Ellen's in the running. I don't think she's going to win, even though I picked her to win last week. But I think Ellen's going to maybe make it to Final Four.
Wow.
He likes Ellen. She's fun. He likes the ones with personality.
Yeah. He's got the good taste.
Yeah.
He's a sweetheart.
Al?
Yeah, I'm going to need to see more episodes to really get a like,
fair
full
enough.
Picture.
Yeah. So
he's just
go.
Like every guy. He wants a sexy sweetie.
He wants a sexy sweetie.
Yeah.
You think so? Is that what every guy wants?
That's what every guy wants, a sexy sweetie.
That's nice. Okay, so then we have Faith. So then they start doing the roses. And he goes, now you are all of my friends, and this is difficult. And Gary is tearing up giving out the roses. You could tell he's...
Episode two,
tearing up. Yeah. He's a great...
Episode one killed me. When they... like
did
women,
you cry?
That got me. When
did
they
you
were,
cry?
Yeah, I might have.
Okay.
I might have, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Good.
Wait, which episode?
Episode one, the rose ceremony.
The
when
rose
they sent
ceremony.
Women home who were like, I'm going to go have an adventure, my first adventure in how many years... And then, like,
gorgeous Marina. Marina got cut.
They
come
don't make
Marina
it through episode
got
one. You're like,
oh,
yeah. Are you kidding me?
I think she wasn't. We were saying because she was so gorge. I think she didn't like jump on his lap or anything. You know,
I thought 12 women made it to the house.
I don't think Marina was one of them.
I was going to ask about that because this is 12. Oh, no, this is more than 12.
Yeah, those are everybody.
Yeah, this is 22.
Yeah, because Marina was a babe. But she, I know it broke my heart. So he's tearing up. And then the first person he picked was Leslie, jacket powder, dirty whisper in the ear. Then he picked, like, a Joan who's, like, gorgeous. Like, he definitely is going. And Edith, he picked Edith. He's going a little horny up top. And I'm here for it.
He picked April.
He picked horny early.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess why not? You should be attracted.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Do you want to... Take. He's got to pick from 12 women. He's gonna pick an attractive one that he finds attractive.
Yeah, he should. You should be with somebody you find attractive.
He's not gonna be like, you know, you beat all the other ones on person out. Like that's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you want all. You want the whole package.
Yeah.
So then, he is crying, and he of everybody who is less. By the way, I have April's dress that she wore to the. I own April's dress that she wore to the rose ceremony. I wore it to Brian Safi's birthday party at my house. It's a very sexy dress. So that I was like, does that make me kind of not cool, or does that make April?
That's why she started sticking up for April today.
Because April and I have the same dress. Okay, so then he picked.
It's your dress. You gave it to April.
I have a rent the Arden runway, and it's just a straight pathway to April.
Yeah.
I would loan her
She's
anything.
Got one client.
It's just April.
Subscription service.
So then we have, he picked Kathy was the last one. There was all the people waiting. Kathy, you're the maybe lady that we want, we hope you know, somebody's mom from Austin who's critical of his hair. And he goes, I love you, Natasha. As Natasha left, Jeannie, and she goes, I feel bad that he must feel bad hurting me because it is hurting me. But then the greatest exit of all time, Natasha,
yeah.
Hilarious, coming back outside of the mansion, talking into the camera, and she's like,
You need seats at the rose
the
ceremony.
Chair, yeah. You got chair yoga. You got chair aerobics. We need a chair rose ceremony. These ladies are over 60s. Give us chairs here for Natasha. If we go to paradise, please give us Natasha on the beach. I was here for Natasha.
I love a mix and match paradise where it's just a regular bachelor.
Oh, that would be fun. So April would
pepper in some
oh my God, that'd
golden.
Be awesome.
That would be incredible. Well, I'm going to read a few reviews and then we're going to come back and we're going to pick our final three and our tweets of the week. Here's what we got. We got new ratings. We're trying to get right now we're at 2.4. We're trying to get to like 2. We're trying to get to 3 by the end of the year. Okay. 1,000 reviews. Okay. So we have 2.4. 1,000. So here's one. 5 stars. Neutralized my sinus cavity. Brooke AB. I don't want them neutralized on a daybed. Made me snort red wine out of my sinuses. Bless you, Paget Brewster, and bless you all, Weeks of this Rose team. I love you all. There's this Sprinkles on a Sunday, I think. 5 stars. Sarah Liz. I do not watch the Bachelor franchise, but I love listening each week. The podcast has a great host, great guest each week. In my fever dream world, I hope that Silver Lake Bachelor would be real. Everybody's been so sweet. You had me at something, 5 stars, word zizzle. I've been a listener for years, and I have a core memory of not plugging my headphones in fully to have the theme song blare to a whole train of people. This was pre-AirPods. No judgment, please. I'm a headphone champion now. My favorite part is the joy Arden, the highly educated production team and guests have around the Bachelor franchise. Enjoy. These people have doctorates, as do my guests. Dr. Shimawa, do you
Thank
feel
you.
Very seen?
I was about to say, she must be referring to me.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Does it feel so good to come do the Bachelor podcast and be a part of a doctorate program?
Well, this is, you know, I just sent some of my...
This is postdoc.
Yeah, this is postdoc. I sent some of my students here for their elective rotations.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Are you ready to give away a sleep crown?
Sure. I was just using my sleep crown today. I took a nap, pulled out the sleep crown. It was great.
I have a sleep crown, but I never use it because somebody else is using it.
And I can't sleep without it.
Yeah.
You hand it to me.
I hand it to you.
And I pull it in. Do you keep it in the nice cover that's so soft?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And did you put it on your face?
I'm trying to remember. I think I did. It was ever since I had COVID about a month ago.
Stop bragging.
Yeah, no, it's true. And now I just like the middle of the day, I'm like, nap time.
I have to say, it...
At my house, Arden gets 4 pillows and I get 1.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right. I bring my friend in.
Not with Arden,
blanket.
But...
Oh, yeah. She also takes my couch throw blanket.
It's a whole situation, but he's like sleep training me because we are not early to bedders. Or we do not go to bed early.
I'm better now.
Yeah, right.
I'm better.
Yeah, and your son has also got the
Yeah,
blood.
No, my son does not go to bed.
When do you go to sleep?
By the time I finally get him to sleep, honestly, like, I could be asleep at 10:30 at this point.
Wow.
That's what I like. I like a 10:30.
I'm not asleep at 10:30.
You're dating the wrong Myrene. Obviously. Palbert. Okay, here we go. So we're going to do sleep crown. If you want your own sleep crown, you have to go to sleepcrown.com/WYATR and code golden. You can get a discount, free shipping, etc. And
should get one. It's good for your neck.
It's so good. I love it so much. Okay, here we go. So whoever wins this tweet of the week is going to get a sleep crown. So email us your address at rosepodcast@gmail.com. Are you guys ready? I'm going to read about 6 tweets. We're going to narrow it down to 2.
That wasn't medical advice. I'm not an actual physician. Thank you.
Okay, great. Yeah, you are.
Physician of corn.
Exactly.
You thought I was going to say of love, but I said...
He did Dr. Corn? Cornholio?
Yeah.
Cheyenne Constant, a Trixie firecracker, had them on the freeway at night with faulty headlights, and he's from out of town, just evil. I know they edited out the printed out MapQuest directions flying away. Number 2, Trixie Cheyenne for Constant. They really gave these women bunk beds. The producers of the show and ABC ain't seeing heaven. Number 3, Megan Rose at Jenga Champ. Gary was horny for Leslie like Natasha was horny for that chair. Trying to get the sit down.
Yeah.
Okay, number 4, unknown subject, number 1, at Amber Elf, missed Golden Bachelor tonight. I was busy supporting another aging couple, my parents. One was cleaning out the fridge and the other was attempting to email someone, so I'm almost positive I cried more than the women and didn't miss a thing. Number 5, Lucas at Sir Weird Al, Gary Turner, more like Gary Turnering me on. I like that. Okay, we have 3 more to go. Alex at Jewel Tone Champ, the Golden Bachelor has been on for 22 minutes, and of those 22 minutes, I've been crying for 20. The other 2 minutes were commercial breaks. That's my new handle. I'm Alex. And then and then here's the final thing. Lavender Hayes at Purple_Hayes, hand on the shoulder is the new wall makeout. We're always saying if you want to seal the deal, you push somebody up against a wall and you kiss them and her putting the hand on the shoulder in the car.
That's the new power move.
Okay, what are your top two favorites, fellas? Garrett turning me on.
Turning me on, yeah.
Okay, horny for the chair? Wall makeout?
Towards the beginning.
Final two, Cheyenne Constant and Trixie Firecracker. They gave these women bunk beds. The producers of the show and ABC ain't seeing heaven. And Lou Sass at Sir Weird Al. Gary Turner, more like Gary turnering me on. Turnering me on or ain't seeing heaven. Burt Rick.
Turnering me on.
Dr. Shabawa!
Turnering me on.
It is unit. Oh, you know what? I'm obviously not going to go without Don. Don, what do you like? Oh, make it a full house. You win 4 out of 4. Loose ass at Sir Weird Al. You want a sleep crown. Email us your address. Gary Turner, more like Gary Turnering me on. I believe he won yesterday's podcast, too. Guys, all of them are going to be a little bit later next week because I'm going on tour. Don't forget to get your tickets. I'll be doing Philadelphia Thursday night at City Winery. I'm going to be in Bethesda at the Bethesda Theater Friday the 13th. And then I'm going to be at Boston Winery at Boston City Winery on Wednesday the 18th. Get your tickets now on my Instagram or artemarine.com. Okay, before we wrap out, who do you think the top three are going to be in order, third to first? I can go first.
Wow.
I think I'm going to say it's going to go number three, Teresa, who we had the date with. I'm going to say number two, because I feel like... No, I'm going to say number three, Ellen. Number two, Teresa. Nobody's horny for... Okay, I'm going to say number three, Teresa. Number two, Leslie with the hearing aids that he said something dirty to. And number one, I think Faith swimming in guitar, swimming in the horse trough. That's who I think it's going to be.
You went into the future and you copied me.
Is that?
But I think I'm going to go Leslie three. I mean, it's so early to tell. We only know that he
seems to like brunettes.
Well, also, they're the only people. There's only limited screen time for him to have a quote-unquote connection. But
sure.
In the order of the people that have had connections with him that I think are turning him on.
Yes?
It's going to be Leslie, Teresa, Faith.
Okay, what do you think, Al? What is your last to first? Who's going to win? Who's second runner-up?
I'm going the same thing as Dr. Shimawa.
So you think that Teresa's going to beat out Leslie, that he's just going to want to go to Fantasy Suites but not take her home?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wow. Okay, well, you guys will be, everything will probably go up on Monday next week because I'm going to be on tour. Dr. Shimawa.
Mm-hmm.
Don. Burt Rick. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I love when you guys come on. I like that you guys like each other.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go get a great meal after this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We are. We're going to go get... Is there anything you want to promote?
I'm going to promote that meal. We're going for vegan Korean after this.
Hungawi.
You have to call to make reservations.
Yeah, it's really good.
So
how do you spell it?
Hangawi.
It's so good.
It's good.
This is what we do. We do this podcast. We go to Hungawi. Yeah. That's what we do. This is our routine.
It's our routine.
Okay. Thank you so much. Until next time, my name is Artemarine. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. But it feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Accept this rose into your world. Will you accept this rose into your world?
Will you accept this rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.